For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. I'm laughing because I just preached myself happy after yesterday's broadcast. If you want to listen to that, go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Click the radio menu page and listen and upload. I was getting all going at the end of that 4 minutes. Talking about James and when he said, count it full of joy, my brother, when you're facing trials of any kind, because it's producing something in you. It's producing staying power, patience, endurance, the ability to stay under something and not flee in terror. That's what happens when you face something head on under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and full of God's power. You think about David when he looked at Goliath. He didn't run. For 40 days and nights, the children of Israel are being taunted by Goliath of Gath. David comes to bring his brother some bread, and I think he kind of scratched his head when he saw all the children of Israel standing on one side of the valley like, whoa, look at Goliath. David's like, why ain't anyone going after him? David had been on the backside filling himself up with God. So he gets there and he sees the fear and he's like, what? That guy's an uncircumcised Philistine. We have so much over him. And what does he do? Not out of cockiness, out of fullness of God, out of knowing who God is, knowing who he is in God, not running, having the patience and the endurance, facing that trial, staying power, gets that rock, and that anointing just slammed that rock in the middle of Goliath's head. Well, you can do the same thing. I can do the same thing. In fact, we're meant to do the same thing. Goodness gracious. Let endurance, James 1:4, have that perfect result. Complete. Lacking in nothing. Complete means it's complete in all applications of labor. You've been staying at it. Facing it. Getting the word on it. Getting worship on that trial. Not running in terror. And you're growing. And your mental character's growing. Your moral character's growing. God is pleased. He sees you're growing in this. Don't waste your trials, my friends. Make use of them. Make those things serve you. In Mirror 8, I'll be talking about turning those trials into opportunities. Right? If you need wisdom, James goes on. He says, if this trial is just, it's just taking, if you feel like it's taking you down, you need wisdom, go to God. Say, God, I need help in this. I need wisdom. Well, guess what then? James tells you, he'll give it to you liberally. He'll give it to you. He'll give you that discernment you need. You just got to go to him. Go to him in faith. Go to him expecting. Go to him ready to receive what he says and then do it in your life. Whew. Well, I'm all happy. I hope you are. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. And by his grace, I'll be here Monday. And we'll start with 2 weeks before the conference. And I'll be giving you tidbits all those 2 weeks. God bless you. Thank you for joining me. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.